With a project like Psycho Derelict, does Pete Townsend write the story first or the music?
The story was written after the music. I had the album finished as an album of songs, and I delivered it, and then had the cycling accident. I don't mean a motorbike, I was on a pedal bike, and I had a bad accident. I fell off and really smashed my wrist up, you know. And I think if they had invented a nylon wrist joint, I would be using it, because my wrist is very, very bad. But for a long time, I thought I wouldn't play the guitar again. I didn't think I'd be able to type. I mean, one doctor I spoke to said that I might have difficulty even writing. With my right hand, this is, and I'm right-handed. So I decided almost to drop the whole thing. So when I came back to it all, to give it a last stab, it was a process of rediscovery, and I was kind of coming at it as though it was the last thing that I was ever going to do. So I decided to enlist my friend Richard Barnes, who wrote this book, Maximum R&B, about The Who, back in 82. And I asked him to consult. So I wrote scripts, and I'd throw them at him, and he'd blue pencil them and tell me this was happening, that was happening, and we honed it down to the finely edited form that you have. So, the story definitely came afterwards. But I think the story was always there, because I'd written the songs around a theme. The theme was, what is the difference between facts and truth in society, in the press, in music business, in my life, and in rock and roll?
Did you ever get letters like the ones Ray is getting from Rosalind?
All artists get letters from girls. Didn't you know that? And they're kind of weird letters. You know what women are. I don't keep all of the letters that I get, but I've kept some pretty wild ones. I haven't always answered the crazy ones, because they're actually too difficult to answer. And you know, I suppose the craziest letters that I've had have actually been from men, because I get more letters from men. Well, I used to. Fans often write to you and say, you know, I just wrote a letter to this journalist who panned your album, and I told him, you know, or her, you know, what the truth really is, and here is a copy of their article and here is a copy of my letter. As an artist, both of the documents are really painful to read. Because as an artist, up to that point, you would never have seen the original critique, and you would never have seen the fact that it ever had any effect. If you'd have only seen the article, you would never have known that anybody had read it. You would have thought, well, obviously, nobody's going to believe that. But the fact that this fan has responded so vehemently shows that they share your terror that the critic has power. So the fan and the critic become one in the eyes, to some extent, of the performer. They become one body. They are the people for whom you do your stuff.
I'll see you tomorrow. I might be a bit late, but I will be there this time. So call me back tonight, anyway.